Spirit Airlines is shutting down its operations. The Florida-based budget carrier has canceled all flights effective immediately after failing to secure a government bailout. The sudden shutdown is already causing significant disruptions at airports right across the United States. And now the government is stepping in to assist passengers who have been stranded and also the employees now left without jobs. Linda has been tracking the latest here and also reaction from not only government officials, but the airline itself.
Yeah, for sure. The airline says essentially that this all started back during the COVID-19 pandemic when they saw that downturn in travel. But what was really the nail in the coffin here, they say, was that doubling of jet fuel prices. In an official statement today, they say the sudden and sustained rise in fuel prices in recent weeks left them with no choice. Sustaining the business, they say, required hundreds of millions of additional dollars of liquidity that Spirit simply does not have and could not procure. And we know U.S. President Donald Trump had been trying to effect a $500 million government bailout that was met with opposition from both Republicans and Democrats who didn't want them using taxpayer money in order to bail out this airline. Well, we heard just this hour from U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy at Newark Airport giving a news conference saying that they did what they could to get a deal, but no deal was reached.
In the end, this was a creditor issue. Again, they have the final say of whether they want to do a deal with the government. But also from the government's perspective, we oftentimes don't have $500 million laying around in a spare account that we can put into a bailout of an airline.